我们同心有点祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.
主啊，谢谢你把我们又一次带到你的光中。
Lord, we thank you once again. You bring us into your light.
因为你乐意把你的心里的意念向人解开。
Because you're willing to open up your hearts to us.
你从上古一直说话，说到如今。
You speak from the ancient times until today.
你叫我们从你的话里面可以在光中见光。
So that in your words we can see light within light.
这是何等的恩典，我们要向你敬拜。
And it is such grace, Lord, we need to worship.
因为你叫活在黑暗死荫里面的人看见了道路。
Because you cause those who live in darkness and in the shadows and see the way.
你让软弱的人刚强。
And those who are weak can become strong.
你又叫那些眼睛迷糊的人得以清楚地看见。
And those who are dim in their eyes, they can see very clearly.
主啊，我们向你低头敬拜。
Lord, we bow down and worship you.
巴不得你借着赐人智慧和启示的灵，把我们众人都带进你施恩的宝座前。
May you use your spirit of wisdom and revelation to bring us all to your mercy seat.
叫我们众人的心都向着你的宝座。
So that all our hearts will be towards the throne.
因此当你的话语解开的时候，我们里面就给照明亮。
And when your words are opened up, then we'll be enlightened within.
我们听见你自己的话。
When we hear your words.
也明白你自己的心意。
And understand your heart.
主啊，你从前怎样做工。
And how you used to work.
你如今还是照样的做工。
Today you work the same way.
你是围绕着你那永远没有改变的目的。
And you continue to work surrounding your eternal will.
你要叫万有都在你里面有一天都成为一。
So that all in one day will be summed up into one.
我们就是为了这个目的给召聚到你面前。
And this is for this purpose that we are gathered together
before you. 你要在我们身上细细的做工。
And you will work in us.
把我们做到合你心意的地步。
Until that we are after your heart.
来引进万有在你面前都俯伏。
And bring all before your presence and worship you.
但愿你给我们有一个非常苏醒的灵等候在你的面前。
Lord, may you give us an enlightened spirit to wait before you.
昨晚上你把你话语解开的时候，叫我们里边完全有响应。
When you open up your words tonight, may we have the response.
主啊，吸引我们。
Lord, draw us.
我们仰望在你手里。
Lord, we look upon you.
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Listen to our prayers in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 感谢主，我们看到撒迦利亚书第三章。
Thank the Lord that we are in the chapter 3 of the book of Zechariah.
上次我们虽然轻轻地碰了一下。
Last week we just lightly touched upon it.
但是却没有碰到那个最扼要的地方。
But we haven't touched upon the key yet.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们看到第三章的时候。
When we read chapter 3.
我们已经领会神借着让撒迦利亚所看到的异象，晓得以色列人所背的重担是没有根据。
That we could see through the vision of Zechariah that the burden of the Israelites there's no with no foundation.
神让撒迦利亚很清楚地看见。
And God let Zechariah clearly see this.
整个和犹大人有关的那个环境是非常的平静。
The entire environment that's related to the Israel or the Jews that is very peaceful.
所以他们用不着担心环境会加给他们他给什么重担。
So they did not have to worry that the environment would give them any burden.
神让撒迦利亚很清楚地看到建造圣殿这个事情是神在那个时候要完成的。
And God let Zechariah see very clearly that the building of the temple is what God wanted to do at that time.
那既然是神在那里自己要完成。
So if this is something that God wants to do.
那谁敢来阻挡神要做这样的工呢？
And who would dare to stop God from working?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
但是环境神让犹大人体会到了。
So even though God let the people of Judah to see the environment.
但是你真叫犹大人能起来。
But when you caused, asked them to rise up.
首先要叫犹大的领袖们能起来。
Firstly, the leaders have to rise up.
如果犹大的领袖不起来，
if the leaders of Judah will not rise up,
犹大的百姓是不太容易跟得上来。
The people of Judah cannot follow on.
那所以我们就看到。
So we see.
接下来的时候，神就在犹大的领袖们中间来做工。
What happens next is that God would work among the leaders of Judah.
第三章，这首先是对其中的一个首领来说话。
So chapter 3 is to speak to one of the leaders.
这一个首领是宗教那一方面的首领。
And this leader is a religious leader.
是当年的大祭司。
It's the high priest at that time.
那这个神做工的次序很有讲究。
So the order of God's work, there's an order there.
如果按照他们当时被掳以前的那个光景，
if it's according to the conditions before they were taken captive,
神做工的对象是王。
The object of God's work is the king.
王是那个主要的对象。
The king is the main object.
当然也包括全体的犹大的百姓。
But of course it will include the whole people of Judah.
一直到犹大被掳，神说话的那个首要的那个对象是王。
Until Judah was taken captive, the key person that God speaks to is the king.
因为在那一段日子里面，王是带着整个的犹大活在神的面前。
Because at that time, the king is the one who leads the whole Judah to live before God.
我们看他们被掳前的那种光景。
And we can look at how they lived before they were taken captive.
王对了，犹大就对了。
If the king is standing in the correct position, the whole Judah would be standing
in
the correct position.
王不对了，犹大就不对了。
But if not, the whole Judah would be standing in the wrong
position. 整个的关键是在王的身上。
The whole key lies in the king.
当然我们可以从另一个角度来看。
And we can look at it from another angle.
那另一个角度就是殿。
Which is the temple.
那如果那个殿在神面前是对了，
if the temple is correct before God,
或者说是犹大的百姓对神的态度是准确了，
or the attitude of the people of Judah is accurate before God,
那事情就对了，
then the matter would be
accurate. 但犹大的百姓对殿的态度不对呢？
But if the people of Judah, the attitude toward the temple is incorrect,
虽然殿里面所有的那些动作都照着律法上所记载的去实行，
and all the actions within the temple is done according to the laws,
但结果还是不对。
But the result is that it's not incorrect.
那所以不从王，那是从带领的人那个角度来看。
So it's from the point of view of the king and the leaders.
从犹大的百姓，那是从顺服神的那一个心意这一个角度来看。
For the people of Judah is the submissive hearts before the God, before God.
但是这两样他们是一而二的。
But these two are one.
王对了，百姓就对了。
If the king is correct, then the people will be correct.
王不对了，百姓也就不对了。
But if the king is not correct, then the people won't be.
翻过来你也可以这样说。
In other words, you can say that.
百姓不对了，王也不对了。
If the people are incorrect, the king will be incorrect.
百姓向着神准确了，王也准确了。
But if the people toward God is correct, then the king will be correct.
彼此互相影响的。
And they affect each other.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
那现在已经被掳完毕了。
Now the captives is over.
神要恢复他们。
That God wants to revive them.
那神那个恢复怎么开始呢？
And how does he with this revival?
当然有一个全面的恢复。
This is a complete revival.
但是全面的恢复也必定脱不了要有百姓中间的首领。
But within this complete revival, it has to start with the leaders of the people.
那在第三章你就看到。
And in chapter 3 you can see.
神向大祭司先说话。
That God first speaks to the high priest.
我们要问一个问题。
Then now we need to ask this question.
为什么不向王的后代说话？
Why does God not speak to the descendants of the king?
为什么不向王先说话？
Why does he not speak to the king first?
The royal family.
The royal family first?
那这里面有讲究了。
And here that's
我们如果记得，
If we remember,
耶利米所曾经宣告过的事，
what Jeremiah has proclaimed.
弟兄姊妹，你就很容易，你就把神做工的那几个内容连接起来。
And you can connect the context of God's work.
耶利米宣告什么呢？
And what did Jeremiah proclaim?
他说耶哥尼亚再没有后代，坐在大卫的宝座上。
He said that Jeconiah would not have any descendants to sit on David's throne.
约雅金也不可能再有后裔坐在大卫的宝座上。
And Jehoiakim would not have any descendants to sit on David's throne.
那就是说，王的那个系统在犹大要给已经给废弃掉。
Which is to say, the order of the king would be nullified in Israel.
那既然王的系统在犹大已经给废弃掉。
And if the order of the king is no more in Israel.
那么在犹大里面，那是要负担那个责任的，那是该是谁呢？
And who would be the people who would take up responsibility in Judah?
那是哪一些人呢？
And who would be these people?
那我们了解到犹大是一个很特殊的那个民族国和国家。
We know that Judah is a very special tribe, a special nation.
他们政教是分离的。
That the religion and the politics are separated.
但是他们政教又是联合的。
But at the same time, they also united.
不像我们所领会的，如果分离就是分离，联合就是联合。
It's not like what we can understand that it should be either separated or united.
但是犹大这个民族啊。
But this tribe, this people of Judah.
那在行政上面，政教是分离的。
And they are separated in politics and religion.
但是在整个民族的那个管理的那个指导和方向来说，
But in terms of the direction of the whole tribe,
他们是合在一起的。
They are united.
但现在神已经把大卫的后裔做宝座的这一个事情断了。
So now that God has put to an end that the descendants of David would be on the throne.
那现在犹大从巴比伦回来。
So now Judah came back from Babylon.
谁在那里做首领呢？
Who's there to be the leader?
神没有废弃大卫的约。
That God did not nullify the covenant with David.
但是神就不能直接再使用大卫的子孙。
But God also cannot directly use David's descendants.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你看到这样的一个矛盾的事实在哪里吗？
I wonder if Francis can see the dilemma here.
如果神没有废弃大卫的约，
If God did not forsake the covenant with David,
那么大卫的子孙就应当还是在神的面前给使用。
Then the descendants of David would still be used by God.
但是事实上神宣告了他废弃了大卫的后裔做宝座的那一件事情。
But indeed God has forsaken the descendants of David to be on the throne.
那现在在这种光景的底下，
So under this condition,
什么人来在犹大的当中做那个主要的带领呢？
Who would be the people who would be the leaders of the people of Judah?
所以在你就看见神上谁先说话呢？
So now you see to whom God speak first.
上大祭司先说话。
It's to the high priest.
那神上大祭司先说话。
When God first speak to the high priest.
那所说的话是在那里建立大祭司。
The words are to build up the high priest.
不单是建立他的信心，也建立他的权柄。
Not only to build up his faith, it's also to establish his authority.
建立他的信心，你可以看见我们上次轻轻提了一点。
And last week we mentioned it lightly about building up his faith.
那当神在那里站立的时候，
When God was standing there,
约书亚在哪里？
And Joshua was there.
撒旦也在哪里？
Satan was also there.
撒旦就站在约书亚的旁边。
And Satan was standing next to Joshua.
并且是站在约书亚的右边。
But also to stand to the right side of Joshua.
那就是一个很重要的位置。
Which is a very important position.
他站在那里做什么呢？
And what is there to do?
这里没有说。
It didn't mention here.
但是我们知道撒旦的工作。
But we know the work of Satan.
就是控告。
Which is accusation.
控告神所用的人。
To accuse those used by God.
控告属神的人。
Accuse those belong to God.
他怎么控告约书亚呢？
And how did he accuse Joshua.
这里都没有做记录。
There's no recording here.
但是我们不管他怎么控告。
But no matter what accusation is.
目的他就是要把大祭司整个的拉下来，叫他起不了作用。
The whole idea is to pull the high priest down so that he cannot rise up again.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
人是没有办法跟撒旦来对抗的。
Man cannot be in opposition to Satan.
特别是在旧约的日子，他们根本没有条件与撒旦来对抗。
Especially in the days of the Old Testament, they do not have the conditions to fight against Satan. But thank God.
我们看见一个事实出来。
We see this fact.
什么事情？
And what is this matter?
神为人出头。
That God is there to fight for men.
哦，这是一件大事。
And this is a great matter.
耶稣呀，也许大概真的是没有什么话可以反驳撒旦的那个控告。
Joshua may not have many words to argue with Satan.
但是神来替他出头。
But God is there for him.
神对撒旦说，指着耶稣呀，对撒旦说。
That God pointing at Joshua saying to Satan.
首先神就说出神对撒旦的责备，就说神不同意你这样控告。
First, God said to Satan and rebuked him, saying that I do not agree with your accusation.
你在那里明显说你所有的控告，也许过去是事实，但是现在都不存在。
Or in other words, saying that what you are accusing him, it may be true in the past, but now it's no longer true.
所以神就在那里说。
So God said there.
耶稣呀，是从火中抽出来的一根柴。
That Joshua is a burning stick snatched from the fire.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
神指着耶稣亚说，这是从火中抽出来的一根柴。
That God pointing at Joshua saying that he's a burning stick snatched from the fire.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
那最表面的体会。
On the surface, if we understand it from a very shallow point of view.
我们说，耶稣亚他是经过许多的危险而给保存下来的。
That we can say that Joshua has gone through many dangers and then he was saved.
因为他曾经进到火里，但是却没有烧毁，而给抽了出来。
Because he has entered the fire, but he was not burned, but he was snatched.
那这个是从最表皮的事情来看。
This is understanding it from a very shallow point of view.
但是我们进一步来留意呢。
But if you understand it,
你能体会到。
You can understand.
神指着耶稣亚说这一个话。
When God said this, pointing at Joshua.
和犹大人在巴比伦七十年被掳的这个事实有关联的。
It has to do with the people of Judah being taken captive into Babylon for 70 years.
不错，他们从前是得罪神的。
It's true that they offended God in the past.
神管教他们。
And God disciplined them.
神审判他们。
And he judged them.
神好像把他们摆在火里头。
It's as if God has put them into fire.
但是他们已经经过这一段的时间。
But they have already passed these times.
神把他保留下来。
And God has saved them.
也就是说。
In other words,
他已经是接受过管教。
That he has been disciplined.
神要在他身上处理的对付的事情结束。
What God needed to deal with in him has been done.
你现在来控告他。
Now when you're here to accuse him,
没有根据了。
There's no more foundation.
那这是进一步的留意。
This is to understand it a little deeper.
如果再进一步呢？
If you want to go a little further,
我们很清楚地看到神给撒旦一个这样的回答。
We can see very clearly God gave Satan this reply.
耶稣呀，他是从试炼里面出来的。
That Joshua, he has come out from from trials.
当然这个试炼就是也是和那七十年被掳是的那个历史是有关的。
So this trial has to do with the 70 years of captivity.
刚才说的那个是从神的公义的要求的那一方面来指出他们已经受了对付。
That what we mentioned before is a requirement of God's righteousness that they have been dealt with.
现在是从神在他们身上让他们经过管教也好，造就也好，击打也好，拆毁也好。
So now that this is from a point of view where God has let them go through some experience, some trials and some discipline.
那是一个成全。
And it's in order to edify them.
他们经过了这些试验。
After they've gone through all these trials.
他们现在能在试验的当中出来。
And they can come out from all these trials.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，凭着约书亚，他有这个东西吗？
But sisters, if it's only by Joshua, can he do it?
他能走过这七十年吗？
Can he walk through the 70 years?
我们感谢主，这七十年走过来。
We thank the Lord after these 70 years.
再加上再回到耶路撒冷这十几年。
And also this some 10 years in Jerusalem.
他们是在神的恩典的顾念扶持的底下走过来的。
They walking under God's mercy and His grace.
啊，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那主对撒旦说出。这些属神的人在神的手里头所经历的一切都是神在那里管理着。
That God was saying to Satan that all these people who belong to him, all they have experiences under his hand.
他要受惩治的，神给他惩治。
If they need to be disciplined, God will discipline them.
他要给拆毁的，神给他拆毁。
If they need to be torn down, God will tear them down.
神让他们的他要得造就的，神就 把他们成全。
And if they need to be edified, God will accomplish it.
现在约书亚站在神的面前是这样的一个光景的约书亚。
So now Joshua standing before God is under such a condition.
所以就告诉撒旦说，你所有的控告都落空了。
So now God said to Satan, all your accusations is in vain.
不错，在他经过这许许多多的熬炼的里头。
It's after all these trials.
他还是带着有许多的缺陷。
That he still has a lot of shortcomings.
所以他穿的衣服是肮脏的、污秽的、破烂的。
So his clothing is filthy and is torn.
但这有什么了不起呢？
But that's not an issue here.
神说，
God said,
我要把华美的衣服穿到他身上。
I will give him rich garments.
我要把庄严那个洁净的冠冕。
And I'll put a clean turban on his head.
神用恩典来扶持，来成全约书亚。
That God uses grace to accomplish, to edify Joshua.
虽然他是有软弱，
even though he has
weakness, 虽然他是有缺陷，
even though he has shortcoming,
但是神用恩典来补满他。
But God uses grace to fill him up.
弟兄姊妹，其实这个不是单单约书亚当时的经历。
This is not just Joshua's experience.
在起初的时候，
In the beginning,
当祭司的人就是从在这样给神选召过来的。
The priests are called by God in such manner.
在他以后，
And after him,
那就说到像我们这些人。
And which is us.
我们何尝也不是神用恩典来成全我们的。
Aren't we the same that God uses grace to edify us?
这是神从永远到永远在人身上所存的那一个意念和动作。
And this is the heart and the action of God from generation to generation.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当神把约书亚那个实际的光景让撒加利亚看到。
And when God let Zechariah see the real true condition of Joshua.
那么撒加利亚当然很自然的也把这一个意象交通给约书亚。
And Zechariah naturally he shared his vision with Joshua.
如果站在人的立场上面来说，
If we're standing on the man's point of view,
约书亚原来是一直在那里接受控告。
Joshua was there continuously receiving accusation.
他在撒旦的控告的底下，甚至连头也抬不起来的。
Under Satan's accusation, he could not even lift up his head.
撒旦可以指着他手。
And Satan can point at him and say,
就是你不行。
You are no good.
你行的话，
If you are good enough,
圣殿就不会停工停了这十几年。
The temple, the building of the temple would not stop for more than 10 years. That you're so weak.
你没办法能为神站起来的。
That you cannot stand up for God.
所以整个问题就出在你这一个宗教的领袖。
So the whole problem is in you, the religious leader.
那这些话一来啊， 耶稣啊，的确是抬不起头来的。
When these words come, that Joshua could not lift up his head.
因为整个神恢复的工作，好像就是因着他承担不起来而停顿了。
And the whole revival work of God is because he could not take the responsibility, that he could not carry on.
但是感谢神，神把那个真相一打开的时候。
But thank God when he revealed the facts.
耶稣亚从撒加利亚那里听到神怎么看他的时候。
When Joshua hears from Zechariah how God sees him.
晓得神怎么为他出头的时候。
And he understands how God is fighting for him.
感谢主，他就能抬起头来。
Then thank God that he could lift up his head.
他就能站起来。
That he could stand up.
果然，神也就是让使者把华美的衣服给他穿上，把荣耀的冠冕给他戴上。
And surely God gave him the rich garments and put a clean turban on him.
这是他地位的恢复。
And this is the revival of his position.
那接着我们看到神继续在说话。
And God continued to speak.
那是关乎权柄的恢复。
Which is the revival of the authority.
那不单是有地位上的恢复。
Not only is the revival of the position,
也有权柄的恢复。
It's also the authority,
the revival. 那光有地位的恢复，那是没什么太大的用处。
And it's not enough to just have the revival of the position.
必须在权柄上有恢复。
We also have to have the revival of the authority.
属灵的权柄，我们一直以来我们都交通道。
We have been sharing on the spiritual authority.
不是你站在一个系统里头哪一个位置上你就有权柄。
It's not that you stand in on such a position in the system then you have the authority.
不一定。
It's not like that.
就算有。
Even if you do.
那个权柄也不真的。
The authority is not true.
属灵的权柄不是根据组织的关系来的。
Spiritual authority does not depend on the system.
也不根据人在神人在人面前的地位来的。
And it's not based on the position before man.
那根据什么来？
So what is it based on?
根据他在神面前是什么来的？
It's based on who he is before God.
一个人在神面前他是什么？
And what a person is before God?
他能有的带的他能带出的属灵的权柄就是什么？
And that would be the spiritual authority would be the same.
那说现在接下来我们看到神恢复那个约书亚的属灵的权柄。
So now we can see God's reviving the spiritual authority of Joshua.
怎么恢复呢？
How does he revive it?
我们留意了。
Let's take note.
中文圣经是这样说。
In the Chinese translation says verse 6.
耶和华的使者告诫约书亚说。
The angel of the Lord gave this charge to Joshua.
弟兄姊妹，中英文圣经都是说的那么严肃的。
Both in English and Chinese is very solemn.
中文圣经是说告诫。
In the Chinese translation,
那是很严肃的吩咐。
It's actually to command very seriously. In English,
简直就是说下命令。
It says gave charge. It's giving a command.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
什么事情那么严格？
And why is this matter so solemn?
弟兄姊妹，的确是很严格。
Indeed, it's very solemn.
因为这个是关乎权柄的实际的恢复。
Because it has to do with the true revival of the authority.
这个就不是恩典了。
And this is no longer grace.
地位的恢复是恩典的工作。
The revival of the position is the work of grace.
权柄的恢复。
Revival of the authority.
乃是人。把自己的那一个地位放在神的面前放的绝对的准确。
Is that the man placed his position very accurately before God?
那我们留意那个使节怎么告诫耶稣呀？
Let's take note of how the messenger speak to Joshua.
他说万军之耶和华如此说第七节你若遵行我的道谨守我的命令你就可以管理我的家看守我的院宇我也要使你在这些站立的人中间来往。
Verse 7, this is what the Lord Almighty says. If you will walk in my ways and keep my requirements, then you will govern my house and have charge of my courts, and I will give you a place among these standing here.
管理我的家。
Is to keep my house.
看守我的院宇。
And have charge of my courts.
在这众人的里面可以来中间往来。
That you have a place among these standing here.
弟兄姊妹，这是权柄的恢复。
Brothers and sisters, this is a revival of authority.
你怎么能管理神的家呢？
How could you govern God's house?
你怎么能看守神的院宇？
How could you take charge of his courts?
你怎么可以在神的百姓中间自由的往来呢？
How could you have a place among God's people?
你能这样显出来？
If you can manifest this way,
那就说出你是有一个属灵的权柄，众人都在那里接受你的管理，接受你的提醒，也接受你的号召。
Which is to say, you have the spiritual authority, and people will listen to you and let you govern them and give them reminders.
这个就是属灵的权柄。
And this is the spiritual authority.
如果光是有大祭司的那个地位，却没有这个权柄的实际。
If you only have the position of the high priest and you don't have the true authority,
那这个大祭司啊，他可以坐在那里，但是没有人要听他。
The high priest then can sit there, but then nobody would listen to him.
你很容易从撒母耳当时的时候的那个以利身上，你就看到。
You can see very clearly Eli in the time of Samuel.
以利是大祭司。
He is the high priest.
但是没人听他的话，
But no one will listen to him.
连他的儿子都不听他的话。
Even his sons would not listen to him.
弟兄姊妹，为什么？
For instance, why is that?
没有属灵的权柄。
Because he did not have the spiritual authority.
为什么没有属灵的权柄？
And why is that he does not have the spiritual authority? Because he's not submissive to God's authority.
那现在我们就看到了。
And now we can see here.
你要具体的、实际的恢复那个属灵的权柄。
If you want to practically revive the spiritual authority,
你必须要注意。
Joshua, you need to take notes.
遵守，你要遵循我的道，谨守我的命令。
You have to walk in my ways and keep my requirements.
弟兄姊妹，主向人说这个话，不是从这里开始。
For instance, God speak these words does not begin here.
从创世纪第一章就开始。
It begins in Genesis chapter 1.
到以色列人出埃及来到西乃山。上的时候就更严肃的给提出来。
And also it's also mentioned solemnly when the Israelites get out of Egypt and went to Mount Sinai.
弟兄姊妹都记得了出埃及第十九章。
And we know that in chapter 19 of Exodus.
这是我们常常反复的提的一件事。
And we often mention this.
你说为什么这么反复提那个事情？
You said that why do we have to keep mentioning this?
因为那个事情很重要。
Because this is very important.
重要到一个什么地步呢？
It's important to a point.
如果这个事实不确定的话，神在人中间就不做工。
If this fact is not established, that God will not work among men.
那就真的是很重要。
And that means it's very important.
你要神在神人中间来做工。
If you want God to work among men.
那这些事情你就必须做得准确。
And all these things you have to do it correctly.
什么事情？
And what are these matters?
神说你们若是在听遵循我的道，遵守我的约，听从我的话。
And God said, if you fully obey and keep my commandment.
你们就在万民中做属我的子民。
Then you will be my people among the nations.
你们要在万民中做祭司的国度。
And you will become a kingdom of priests among the nations.Be a holy nation.
弟兄姊妹很严肃的。
But this is very solemn.
那就是说到神是不错，拣选了以色列，他们去接受了一个地位。
It's true that God chose Israel to accept this position.
又在万国中做祭司的国度。
To be a priesthood, a priesthood nation.
又在万民中做彰显民的民族，彰显神的民族。
Among the nations, they will manifest God.
地位有了。
They have the position.
因为神把他们这样选召过来。
Because God chose them.
但他们怎么样才能把神拣选他们的目的表达出来呢？
But how could they express the purpose of God's choosing?
他们就有义务要尽。
They have this obligation to accomplish.
这个义务就遵循神的道。
And which is to keep his commandments.
遵守神的约。
And keep his confidence.
我现在这里神对耶稣亚说的那个话是一件事情，
which is the same matter that God spoke to Joshua here.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
这个时候，神的使节上约书亚说这个话，那个意义比当年在十九章出埃及记里面所说的，说话的时候。那个意义更严肃。
And when the messenger of God spoke to Joshua here, it has a deeper meaning compared to in chapter 19 of Exodus.
因为在出埃及记十九章的这个时候，以色列人尽管可以停下来。
Because in the chapter 19 of Exodus, even though the Israelites, they heard the words.
但是谁都没有经历。
But they did not have the experience.
神是这样说。
But God spoke the words.
如果我不这样做。
If I don't do it this way.
那实际会怎样？
What would happen?
在十九章的那个时候，以色列人没有一个人有这样的经历。
In chapter 19, throughout the whole Israel, nobody had the experience. They knew the result. But they did not have the experience.
如果没有那个经历,
if they didn't have the experience,
人里边就有幻想,
and there will be some illusions.
神会不会是说说笑说就算呢?
And they would say, is God just kidding around?
神会不会, 他根本不做这个事情，但是为要叫我们严肃一点，所以他才说的那么厉害呢?
So would God just say the words that he would not actually do this?
那在人的幻想的里面可以想出这些理由来。
And through man's imagination, they can imagine these things.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
人可以幻想。
That people can imagine.
神却不幻想。
But God doesn't.
他是就说是。
If it's yes, he will say yes.
不是就说不是。
If it's no, he will say no.
他说了他就做了。
If he say it, he will accomplish it.
那是。这是在出埃及十九章的那些百姓中间，他们经历不过来的。
And this is something that in chapter 19 of Exodus, the people have not had this experience.
但现在约书亚呢？
But now for Joshua,
他对这一点是有经历的。
That he has the experience.
为什么我们被掳到巴比伦七十年呢？
Why is that we were taken captive into Babylon for 70 years?
为什么在那里我们受尽人的欺哄？辱骂和讥诮呢?
And how come that we had to suffer all those pain and insults?
就是因为我没有听神的话。
That's because we did not listen to God.
神就暂时放弃我们。
And God has forsaken us temporarily. And he gave us away.
那现在神怜悯我们。
Now God has mercy on us.
神按照他的话惩治我们七十年。
According to his words, he disciplined us for 70 years.
他把我们带回来。
And after the time is due, he brings us back.
在神的信实力方面，神没有失信。
According to his faithfulness, God has been faithful.
神怎么说他就怎么做。
And he does according to what he says.
对约书亚来说，不但是知道，而且是有经历。
For Joshua, these are not just words; he has the experience.
那么在现在这样的光景里边，听见神对他再说同样的话。
And under this condition, he once again hears these words.
弟兄姊妹，你就知道了。
And brothers, you know.
这个事情是比十九章传律法以前所宣告的就更严肃了。
And this is more solemn than compared to in chapter 19 of Exodus.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神很清楚告诉约书亚。
That God told Joshua very clearly.
我已经把你属灵的地位恢复了。
I have already revived your spiritual position.
现在你要自己在那里恢复属灵的权柄。
Now you have to revive your spiritual authority yourself.
你先要把自己放在神的权柄的底下。
First, you have to place yourself under God's authority.
你先接受神的权柄。
First, you accept His authority.
你服在神的权柄的底下。
And you're submissive to God's authority.
当你这样服在神的权柄的底下。
After you're being submissive.
神的权柄就借着你流到神的百姓的当中。
Then God's authority can be manifested through you.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那这个是当时在那个意象里边，神借着撒加利亚去苏醒约书亚，恢复约书亚。
And this is through the vision, through Zechariah, God revived Joshua to awaken him.
神就宣告一件事。
And then he proclaimed.
就和刚才我提出了那个事情很有关联。
It has to do with what I mentioned before.
第八节你就看到，他就向约书亚宣告一件事。
In verse 8, we can see that he proclaimed this to Joshua.
连约书亚和他的同伴都是做预兆的，在这里说明。
And Joshua and his associates, they are a type.
预兆什么呢？
And what is this type for?
或者说是在那里来做一个见证的。
Or they can say that they are here to be a testimony.
见证什么呢？
What are they testifying?
神说，
God said,
我必是我仆人大卫的苗裔发出。
That I am going to revive or bring my servant the branch.
弟兄姊妹们，现在碰到这个历史的那一个焦点的难处了。
that we now come across this difficulty, this focus in
history. 也就是刚才我所提出来的，那为什么神能够恢复，不是现在犹大的王室的里头？
Which this what I mentioned before? How come the revival doesn't start in the royal family?
却是在宗教的领袖的身上就开始。
But it begins with the religious leaders.
因为严格说起来。
Because strictly speaking,
在那一个时候。
At that time,
在犹大人的中间，在以色列人的中间，
among the people of Judah, among the Israelites,
王的系统已经停止。
That's an end to the order of the of
king. 在没有一个耶哥尼亚或者约雅金的那个后裔能再站在王的地位上面来说话了。
Because there's nobody else left from the line of Jeconiah and Jehoiakim to speak to the
God.
But when God does this, it doesn't mean that he has forsaken the covenant with David. He still is keeping the covenant with David. But that he has not forsaken the discipline to the Judah, the royal family, either. So now we see here.
就关乎大卫的后代，神怎么处理？
It has to do with how God is dealing with the descendants of David.
那我们在耶利米书没有看见神怎么处理。
That we did not see the dealing of God in the book of Jeremiah. That he only said that I would not forsake the covenant of David. But God has put a curse on Jeconiah. That he has put an end to the descendants of David. He did not mention anything in the book of Jeremiah. In order to maintain his faithfulness. But thank the Lord. Now when Judah is revived, even though it does not revive the promise of the descendants of David to be on the throne, but God proclaimed how he would do the revival work. First thing he said that I'm going to bring my servant, the branch.
换一句话说，那个能做大卫宝座的那个子孙，早晚要出来的。
In other words, the descendant that would be on the throne would come out sooner or later.
因为是我要叫他出来。
Because I will call him to rise up.
不是别人把他涌出来的。
It's not by other people.
别人都不会拥戴他的。
The other people would not support him.
但是我要叫他出来。
But I will cause him to come out.
那所以大卫的那个约没有停止。
So that's not the end of the covenant with David.
但是他怎么出来呢？
But how does this person come out?
他说我就在约书亚面前所立的那个石头。
He says, see the stone I have set in front of Joshua.
那一块石头有七个眼。
And there are seven eyes on that stone.
那不单是有七个眼。
Not only are there seven eyes.
那他又说，神耶和华神亲自要雕刻这一块石头。
It also says that the Lord would engrave an inscription on the stone.
就引出一个结果。
And that it will bring forth this result.
那一个结果就是在日之间除掉这地的罪孽。
Which is he will remove the sin of this land in single day.
然后再过一些日子。
And then after a certain period,
那个人就和邻舍在葡萄树和无花果树上在那里享用生活。
And the people will invite the neighbors to sit under the vine and fig tree.
这是耶和华说的。
This is declared by the Lord.
神在那时说了这样的一些话。
And God spoke these words at that time.
什么话呢？
What kind of words are those?
神要亲自来恢复大卫的后裔。
That God would revive the descendants of David personally.
那这一个后裔经过神恢复的手续。
And after the revival, this descendant.
神的百姓就恢复到神在他们身上所安排、所定规的那个计划里。
that God's people will return to the arrangement or the plan of God.
我们上一次特别提了。
And last time we made special mention.
神丢壳这个石头。
That God made engraved an inscription on the stone.
乃是指着我们的主耶稣钉十字架。
Which is pointing at our Lord Jesus going on the cross.
在十字之间除掉这地的罪孽。
And to remove the sin of the land in one single day.
那是指着应验赎罪日的那个。
Which is to proclaim the Day of Atonement.
然后个人要请灵舍坐在葡萄树和葡萄果树的上面，这是祝棚节的应验，就是国度的显现。
And each person will invite his neighbor to sit under the vine and fig tree, which is the promise of the Day of Tabernacle and the Kingdom.
但是我们怎么能肯定？这段话是说这个的。
But how can we be sure of this meaning?
那我们现在就要来看那块石头了。
Now let's look at that stone.
这块石头是很重要。
And this stone is very important.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们光是看第三章。
Brothers, if we only look at chapter 3.
我们觉得是没头没脑。
We think that there's really nothing much to it.
耶稣亚在那里就是有一块石头。
And Joshua, there's a stone with him.
这块石头有七个眼睛。
And this stone has seven eyes.
然后耶和华神就要亲手来雕刻这块石头。
And the Lord will engrave an inscription on the stone.
那究竟这块石头是什么？
So what is this stone?
你要是从在第三章的里面。
If you are looking at chapter 3, that you could not tell what it is.
虽然我刚才这样说。
Even though I mentioned earlier,
如果只是在第三章的里头那样说，只是用我们有的那个新约的那个领会来套进去。
If we look at chapter 3 with the understanding of the New Testament,
如果这样读圣经，那是不能说是准确。
If we read the scripture this way, we cannot say that it's accurate.
当然，那个结果是对的。
Of course, the results would be right.
但是读经方法上面就不能说是准确。
But the way we study the scripture is not accurate.
那我们必须要从神自己的话里头找出，我们这样看，那个根据在哪里？
But we have to look into God's words and from God's words and see how we can look at it.
弟兄姊妹们，那我们就跳到第四章。
My sister, let's go to chapter 4.
那在第四章的里头，我们先解决这块石头。
And in chapter 4, let's look at this stone.
第四章我们不先不解说第四章，不过只从第四章里头找出那一个事实来印证第三章这里所说的话。
And we first won't explain chapter 4, but we'll look at chapter 4 in order to explain this stone.
第四章的里头。
In chapter
4, 你看到一件事情。
We'll see this matter.
第七节。
Verse 7.
巴珊啊，你算什么呢？在所罗巴伯面前，你必成为平地，他必搬出一块石头按在殿顶上，人且大声欢呼说，愿恩惠归于这殿，留一小字归于这石。
Verse 7, what are you, O mighty mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you will become level ground. Then he will bring out the capstone to the shouts of God bless it, God bless it. In Chinese translation, it says stone.
那然后弟兄姊妹，你又再注意。
And then we will look at.
注意哪里呢？
Where should we look at?
注意第十节。
Verse 10.
谁藐视这日的事为小呢？这七眼乃是耶和华的眼睛，鞭察全地，见所罗巴伯手拿线砣就欢喜。
Verse 10, who despises the day of small things? Men will rejoice when they see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. These seven are the eyes of the Lord, which range throughout the earth.
那好了，弟兄姊妹，你注意。
Now, brothers and sisters, take note.
这块石头是什么？
What is this stone?
这块石头第三章就说有七个眼睛。
In chapter 3 it says this stone has seven eyes.
那现在底上就说到这一块石头。
Now later on, it also mentioned this.
这一块石头最幕后要放在殿的顶最顶上。
That this stone would be put on the very top of the temple.
那这个殿的恢复就大功告成了。
And the revival work would be completed.
但是这个石头，有一个记号。
And that's a sign on this stone.
有七个眼。
There's seven eyes.
那这七个眼是谁的眼？
And who does the seven eyes belong to?
那也就是说，那也说出
，which is to say，
这个石头是什么
？That explain what this stone is.
那比如说，这是七个眼，就是耶和华的眼。
Says the seven eyes of the Lord.
那又是这个石头的。
So this stone，
这个石头就是神的自己。
Is God Himself.
那神的自己在人的中间显出来是怎么显出来的呢
？When God manifests Himself among men, how does He manifest Himself?
从来没有人见过神。
That nobody has ever seen God.
唯独父怀里的独生子把他显明出来。
Only the Son in the Father's bosom manifests Him.
姊妹们，现在清楚了。
My sisters, now it's very clear.
神的儿子在那里显明。神要做的一些事情。
That the Son of God is there to manifest God's work.
约书亚那里的那块石头。
And Joshua's stone.
是指着神的儿子来说的。
Is pointing at the Son of God.
他监察全地。
That he's surveying all throughout the earth.
他给雕刻。
That he was engraved.
雕刻就是把。就是把那红完整弄得有伤痕
which is to say that adding wound to a complete object
就是十字架的经历
which is the experience of the cross
因着这样的一个经历
and because of this experience
就带出整个的犹大在神的面前蒙受赦免的恩典
that brings forth the mercy of the whole Judah being forgiven
When
sisters take note that when it says that he will remove the sin of the land in one single day, it's not pointing at the church.
那个赦免那个罪孽的除掉的那一个基础是那个地。
The foundation of this removing of the sin
什么地?
Is the land. What kind of land is it?
以色列地。
Which is Israel.
整个的以色列。
The entire Israel.
怎么能从一日之间把它除掉呢
？How could you take away the sin in one single day？
如果我们懂得赎罪日的那一天
，If we know about the day of atonement，
你看到以色列全家悔改
，We see that the whole Israelite repent。
你就看到这里面所说的是
，And we can see what's mentioned here。
而然后因着他们的悔改归向神
，And then because of the repentance and returning to God，
神的拯救就显明在他们中间。
The salvation of God manifests。
然后神就把他们带进国度。
And then God would bring them into the kingdom。
这样他们就坐在葡萄树和无花果树的树荫上。
And then they would sit under the shadow of the vine and fig tree。
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord。
这只是圣灵的一点点的宣告。
This is only a little bit of a proclamation by the Holy Spirit。
这个时候还不能恢复大卫的宝座。
To proclaim that at this time is still not the time to revive the throne of David.
但是神没有忘记大卫的宝座的约。
But God has not forgotten the covenant of
David's throne. 神在这里宣告他怎么在将来会恢复大卫的宝座的约。
God is here to proclaim how he will revive this covenant of David's throne.
当然在其中就把神儿子的救恩也带了出来。
And of course it also brings forth the salvation of the Son of God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，现在我们回到第三章，刚才说到那个约书亚的那个事情。
So now we return to chapter 3 about Joshua.
那现在祭司给恢复起来。
Now the high priest is revived.
但是这个祭司啊可以说是曾经失职过的。
But we can say that this high priest has lost his ministry.
如果祭司没有失职的话，他们也就不会去被掳了。
If he hasn't lost his ministry, that they would not be taken into captivity.
当犹大被掳的时候，全部祭司都给带走。
When they were taken away, all the priests were taken away.
整个祭司的系统都活在巴比伦。
The whole priesthood is in Babylon.
这是一个好大的羞辱。
And this is a great insult.
那但现在他们经过了那一段的日子。
But now they have experienced such days.
他们是失职过的。
Now they've lost the ministry. But now they are revived.
所以现在约书亚站在那里的时候，就是这个知识已经给神挽回过来了。
Now his ministry is revived by God.
那如果是这个知识已经给神挽回过来
，So now that this ministry is revived by God，
那个知识是该如何来回到或者说是恢复到他该有的那个功用
？And how could this ministry return back to its original function？
这就是那个使者告诫约书亚的那段话的那个事实。
Which is the message given by the messenger of the Lord to Joshua?
你若遵行我的道
，If you walk in my ways,
遵守我的命令
，keep my requirements,
你就可以管理我的家
，then you govern my house,
看守我的院宇
，and have charge of my courts.
我要使你在这先站立在人中间的人来往
，and I'll give you a place among these standing here.
我们感谢我们的主
，we thank our God.
在这里一面是恢复了亚伦的后代的功用。
On one hand here is to revive the function of the descendant of Aaron.
同时也说明了大卫宝座的约没有过去，但是目前还不能恢复。
It also says that the covenant of David's throne is not forsaken, but it's not revived yet.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
虽然目前不能恢复。
Even though now we cannot revive it.
将来当神的儿子来显明他是基督的时候
，But in the future, when the Son of God is to reveal Himself as Christ,
大卫的那一个约也要恢复过来。
The covenant of David will be revived also.
那第三章里面整个的恢复是集中在约书亚这一个人的身上。
And in chapter 3, the whole revival is focused on Joshua.
或者说是集中在祭司的那个知识的。恢复的上面
or is focused on the ministry of the high priest.
当然到了第四章
but when we come to chapter 4,
弟兄们你就看到了
my sisters you can see,
这个恢复不能单只是在宗教上的恢复
this revival cannot just be a religious revival,
在行政的上的恢复也要
and in execution it has to be
revived. 虽然不能再恢复大卫的宝座
even though it's not the revival of the throne of David,
但是大卫的行政的实际还是需要有恢复。
But the reality of the administration of David has to be revived.
所以我们就看到在第四章的里面那个恢复的对象就转移到所罗巴伯的身上。
So now in chapter 4 we see the object of this revival is on Zerubbabel.
那所罗巴伯是谁呢
?Who's Zerubbabel?
那如果犹大人他们不是那样的愚昧不必经过被掳的话
And if the people of Judah were not so foolish, they did not have to gone through the captivity.
所罗巴伯就是接上大卫宝座坐在上面做王的人。
Zerubbabel would be the one who would be seated on David's throne.
所以弟兄姊妹你看马太福音第一章的那个家谱你就看到所罗巴伯。
So when we look at the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, the genealogy, you'll see Zerubbabel. He's the descendant of Jeconiah. He's also Jehoiakim's descendant. But he could not sit on David's throne. He does not have the qualification. Even though it's like this.
但神还没有把他那个行政上的那一个位置挪掉。
But God has not taken away his position, his administration
position.
说到
第四章的时候，我们看到。
So in chapter 4, we can see.
那在民中间的那个首领。
The leader among the people.
仍然是大卫的后裔。
It's still a descendant of David.
但是却是没有了王的身份。
But it's no longer a king.
只是一个民中。的领袖
It's only a leader among the people.
那我们晓得第四章是对着所罗巴伯来重新把它建立起来。
And we know that in chapter 4 is the edification of Zerubbabel.
那没有看到所罗巴伯这个部分的时候。
And before we read into the part where it mentions Zerubbabel.
我们看第四章的那一个意象是怎么开始。
Let's look at the vision, how it starts in chapter 4.
虽然第三章和第四章的当中应该还是同在一天。
Even though in chapter 3 and chapter 4, these matters should happen in the same day.
圣经里在里头没有很清楚地给我们说出那个 时间。
The scripture did not tell us clearly about the time.
但是我们确实是有把握是仍然是这个11月24日那一天，神在异象里向撒迦利亚说话的。当中的一个部分。
Well, we can say that it's on the 11th month and the 24th day within the vision given by God.
那么那一天神向撒迦利亚说了很多的话。
And on that day, God has spoken a lot to Zechariah.
从第一章到第三章就已经说了好多方面的话。
From chapter 1 to chapter 3, God has spoken in many aspects.
第四章就说到王室里边的一些事情。
And in chapter 4, it mentioned things in the royal family.
但是在第三章和第四章的当中，
But between chapter 3 and chapter 4,
有一些隐藏的事情没有记录下来。
That's a hidden matter that's not recorded.
什么隐藏的事呢？
And what is this hidden matter?
不知道是什么原因。
We don't know what the reason is.
也许是神的话太沉重。
It could be because God's words are heavy.
也许是神的话太丰富、太浓熟了。
Oh, it could be God's words very abundant.
撒迦利亚听到他疲倦起来了。
The Zechariah, he was listening and listening. He became tired.
他睡着。
And he fell asleep.
不过这圣经没有记载这个。
But the scriptures did not record it.
或者不是这个。
It could be not because of this.
或者根本就是神说完第三章就停了一下。
It could be that God has stopped after he spoke in chapter 3.
撒迦利亚也实在是有点累了就睡了。
And Zechariah was tired and he slept.
但是这个我们不必管。
But we don't have to pay attention.
反正我们知道。
But this thing we know.
第三章和第四章当中。
In between chapter 3 and chapter 4, Zechariah slept.
但是如果你要去注意的话，
If you want to take note,
那你注意什么呢？
What should you take note of?
神向人说话。
That when God speaks to men,
这是一个非常要紧的时刻。
And this is a very important time.
你怎么可以睡觉呢？
How could you sleep?
这的确是一个很 不简单的事。
And this is indeed not a simple matter.
神现在向你说话，你怎么可以睡觉呢？
Now God is speaking to you. How can you sleep?
也许撒迦利亚是知道不可以睡觉。
Maybe Zechariah knew that he should not sleep.
但是好像由不得撒迦利亚。
But it's not up to him.
因为撒迦利亚到底还是一个人。
Because Zechariah is a person, is a man.
当在第三章的里边，你看到神让撒迦利亚看见撒旦在那里控告、阻挡耶稣亚。
And in chapter 3, God lets Zechariah see how Satan was there to accuse and oppose Joshua.
你说有没有可能，当神要把话传交托给撒迦利亚，要传递给神的子民的时候，
Would you say, is it possible that when God gives a word to Zechariah to give to his people,
撒旦也要来搞乱一下呢？
That Satan is there.
这个可能是绝对存在的。
It's very possible.
所以 你看他有记载或是没有记载，都不会影响这样的可能性的存在。
So whether it's recorded or not recorded, it doesn't affect there's a possibility here.
那所以在撒迦利亚睡着了这个点上，
So on this point of Zechariah falling asleep,
我们就有点领会。
Then we have this understanding.
如果我们看到神现在在那里启示他要做成的事情，
And when we look at how God is here to reveal what he wants to do,
撒旦要在这里阻挠不让神要做的事情顺利的执行。
And Satan is here to oppose so that God's work would not be smoothly accomplished.
那是什么？
Which is what?
弟兄姊妹，很清楚我们看到。
My sisters, we can clearly see.
这个就是属灵的征战吗？
This is a spiritual warfare.
属灵的征战就是这么一回事吗？
And this is spiritual warfare.
属灵的征战就是神要做工，撒旦站在那拦阻。
Spiritual warfare is that when God wants to work,Satan will oppose.
但是撒旦没有办法对付神。
Or Satan doesn't have a way to deal with God.
是他一切的动作都朝着那些拣选神的人。
So all his actions are toward those who choose God.
那如果我们要看这一个点，你不能不留意。
If we want to look at this point, we have to pay attention.
有一个属灵的征战在那里进行。
That there is a spiritual warfare going on.
如果我们看到是一个属灵的征战在那里进行。
If we see that this spiritual battle going on here.
那么我们就晓得。
Then we'll know.
在我们这一方面，我们就都要警醒。
That for us, we need to be alert.
属灵的征战不一定是要我们出面。撒旦面对面。
Spiritual warfare does not mean necessarily that we have to face Satan.
有些时候的确是我们没有办法不与撒旦面对面。
And sometimes we do have to face Satan.
但是有些时候不一定需要面对面。
But sometimes we don't have to deal with him face to face.
只要我们不警醒。
But if we are not alert,
那个属灵征战的尾巴就会扫到我们。
That the tail of the spiritual warfare will affect us.
撒加利亚就睡着。
So now Zechariah has fallen asleep.
很可能有这样的事在那。
It's very possible that is what happened.
不过圣经没有记载，我们也不必说的太多。
But because the scripture did not record it, that would not spend too much time on it.
那当撒加利亚睡着。
So we need to take note when Zechariah fell asleep.
那个跟他说话的天使又来把他叫醒。
The messenger, the angel who spoke to him, wake him up.
你看到撒加利亚当时的确是睡得很沉了。
You can see that Zechariah was in a deep sleep.
他说他来叫醒我，好像人睡觉给唤醒一样。
He said that the angel returned and wakened me as a man is awakened from his sleep.
这个那当时的光景我们不管。
That we don't have to pay attention to the condition.
那天使把他拍醒。
So the angel wakened him.
像以利亚在山洞里头，天使来把他抬醒。
It's just like
在罗城树上，天使来把他抬醒。
Elijah being woken up by the angel.
起来，赶路，还有很远的路要走，不能在这里睡觉。
He said, "Wake up and go on your journey. There's still a long journey to go."
大概是那个差不多的情形。
It's probably about the same.
那么撒加利亚给拍醒过来呢
？So after Zechariah was awakened.
那天使就问他了。
The angel asked him.
你看了什么
？What did you see？
那撒加利亚就说。
And Zechariah answered.
我看见一个纯金的灯台。
I see a solid gold lampstand.
顶上有灯盏，灯台上有七盏灯。
With a bowl at the top and seven lights on it.
每盏有七个管子，旁边有两棵橄榄树。
And with seven channels to the light, and also there are two olive trees by it.
一棵在灯盏的右边，一棵在灯盏的左边。
And one on the right of the bowl, and the other one on its left.
我问与我说话的天使说，主啊，这是什么意思
？I asked the angel who talked to me, "What are these, my Lord?"
与我说话的天使就回答我说，你不知道这是什么意思吗
？And he answered, "Do you not know what these are?"
我说主啊，我不知道。
No, my Lord, I replied.
他对我说。
So he said to me,
这是耶和华指示所罗巴伯的。
This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel.
万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。
Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty.
好，我们先看到这里。
Let's stop here for a moment.
弟兄姊妹，你先，我们读到这里，我们就了解第四章里头的事情完全是为着所罗巴伯来说的。
When we read unto here, we understand that all these things are mentioned in chapter 4 is
about Zerubbabel.
That the Lord would raise up Zerubbabel.
也要建立所罗巴伯。
And he wished to establish him.
因为他是在当时回归的人的当中，他是做首领的。
Because he is the leader among those who return.
虽然他只是首领当中的一个。
Even though he is only one of the leaders.
但是他因为是王室的人，所以这个首领比其他的首领有一点特殊。
But because he belongs to the royal family, so he's special.
所以众人在那个时候都是看着所罗巴伯。
So all the people looking at Zerubbabel.
我们读以斯拉记的时候就看到这个事情。
And when we read the book of Ezra, we see this.
但在以斯拉记里头没有很明确的把所罗巴伯这个首领的地位突出来。
But in the book of Israel, the position of Zerubbabel, the leadership is not very special.
但是现在我们在这里很清楚的看到。
But now we can see very clearly here.
当时建造圣殿的那个行政上的首领乃是所罗巴伯。
He is the leader of administrations in terms of rebuilding the temple.
那么，因此 所罗巴伯在这个圣殿重建的事情上面，他一定要站立得很稳。
So Zerubbabel has to stand firm in on this matter of rebuilding the temple.
但是你要他站得很稳。
And he needs to be very firm.
你必须让他里面有光。
Then he has to be enlightened within.
因为如果他里面没有光的话
，If he's not enlightened within,
他怎么能站在那里呢
？How could he stand firm？
他我们说他里面有光。
And we said that he's enlightened.
他必须把神给约书亚所看的。他全部要看到。
That he has to see what God lets Joshua see.
不然的话，他没有办法承担当时那个行政的责任。
Otherwise, he could not take up this responsibility.
因为这一件事情推回到他们停工的那一件事上面。
Because it goes back to when they stopped the rebuilding of the temple.
那是王的命令禁止他们继续的建殿。
Which is the command of the king that keep them from rebuilding the temple.
这个政治的责任是很不容易承担的。
And this is a great responsibility for him.
要砍头的。
That you will be beheaded.
那所以所罗巴伯站在那样的一个地位里边，他必须要能有很明显的看见，来胜过这个外头环境所带来的压力。
So when he stands in such position, he has to have a very clear understanding that he can overcome the pressure from the environment.
那这个外面来的压力就好多方面了。
And the pressure comes from different ways.
当然头一个就是政治的压力。
And first, it's from political pressure.
地方势力的压力。
And also from the local places.
再一个是犹大的百姓的压力。
Also from the people of Judah.
如果犹大的百姓没有跟上来的话，他一个光头司令也起不了作用。
If the people of Judah would not follow, then he could not be a leader himself.
还有一个压力就是他自己。
Another pressure is from himself.
我能承担这样的事情吗？
Can I take up such responsibility?
我是谁啊？
Who am I?
我怎么可以承担这一个？
How could I take this up?
那弟兄姊妹，你留意到这许许多各方各面来的那个压力。叫包所罗巴伯在那一种环境的里头，的确是不容易站立的。
So all this pressure caused Zerubbabel to not be able to stand firm very easily.
那现在神在所罗巴伯那边又开始说话了。
And now God has begun to speak to Zerubbabel.
他让撒加利亚看到一些事情。
And,
是好像根本与所罗巴伯没有关联的。
And he lets Zechariah see some matters that looks like they don't have anything to do with Zerubbabel.
但是表面上是没有关联的。
On the surface, there's no relationship.
但是却是引入所罗巴伯的。
But then it brings forth Zerubbabel.
那神让撒加利亚看到什么呢？
So what does God let Zechariah see?
看到一个纯金的金的灯台。
He lets him see a solid gold lampstand.
灯台顶上有灯盏。
And on the top there's a bowl.
灯台上有七盏灯。
And there's seven lights on it.
如果我们只是看到这里。
If we only look at these.
就完完全全就是圣殿里头的那个灯盏，那个灯台。
Which is the lampstand in the temple.
一个灯台，七个灯盏。
There's a lampstand and seven lights.
就是圣殿里边的那个照明的来源。
And this is the source of light in the temple.
但是现在呢？
But now,
已经七十多八十七七八十年。
It's already 70-80 years.
没有电。
There's no temple.
当然也没有光。
Because there's no light either.
就算有电。
Even if they have the temple.
也没有灯台。
There's no lampstand.
但现在神就让撒加利亚就看见一个灯台。
But now God lets Zechariah see this lampstand.
这个灯台上面的灯盏是点着的。
And this lampstand, the lights are lit up. 这里
没有说它是点着的，但是你看到它这个描写，你晓得它是亮的。
Even though it's not mentioned here, but we know that they are lit up.
因为这个灯台上面要燃烧的那个供应是不住的，住到那个灯盏里。
Because the source is there.
那弟兄姊妹，我们要注意。
And verses we take note.
不管我们怎么来看这个灯台，
no matter how we look at this lampstand,
你能看到一件事情。
You can see this matter.
在当时的犹大地。
At that time, in the land of Judah.
在耶路撒冷。
In Jerusalem.
是没有圣殿的。
There's no temple.
是当然也就是没有台没有灯没有灯台。
And of course there's no lampstand either.
没有灯台就是没有光。
No lampstand means there's no light.
那就说出整个犹大的百姓在神面前是在一个黑暗的里头。
Which is to say the entire people of Judah, they are in darkness before the Lord.
你读列王记啊或者是读历代记的时候。
For instance, we read the book of Kings or Chronicles.
你看见那里头有好几处记载一些事情。
We can see in several places there's a recording.
大卫的后代有些已经走差了路。
The descendants of David, they have gone astray.
神的管教在那里出来了。
And the disciplines of God appeared.
神的对付在那里显明了。
And the dealing of God was manifested.
但是虽然神给犹大当时承担了非常不容易的那个环境。
But even though God has given a difficult environment for Judah,
或是给敌人欺压,
or they were pressured by the enemies,
或是他们自己就把自己弄得一点都不安宁,
or they themselves create an unpeaceful environment.
但是圣经里头记载一件事情很不简单的。
But the Bible recorded this matter is not a simple matter.
甚至在撒母耳的那个日子,
even in the days of Samuel,
那个记载一件什么事情
And what is this matter that's recorded?
圣殿的灯光还没有熄灭。
That the light of the temple is not put out.
或者说耶和华神还让圣殿的灯光没有熄灭。
Or the Lord God has not let the light of the temple be put out.
如果你注意到这样的一句话在就以色列人的那个历史上面多次的出现的时候。
For instance, if you see this verse or these words appeared several times in the history of Israel,
你就留意到了，在耶路撒冷那个灯光能亮或是不能亮，是说出一些什么问题。
Then you can see that whether the light in Jerusalem can be lit up.
那个灯光还点着，那个灯还点着，还能发光。
When the light is there to shine.
那是说出神的纪念还没有完全离开他。
Which is to say the remembrance of God has not left them.
如果你看到灯光熄灭了。
But if you see the light is out.
你就知道神把他们弃绝了。
Then you know that God has forsaken them.
那现在在耶路撒冷有没有灯光？
Now in Jerusalem, do we have light?
在当时的那个情形，耶路撒冷没有灯光。
In this condition in Jerusalem, there's no light.
因为没有圣殿。
Because there was no temple.
所以就不可能有灯光。
So it's impossible to have light.
但神就让撒迦利亚看见。
But God let Zechariah see this.
神要把灯光放安置在哪里。
That God would put the light there.
神已经把一个灯台放在哪里。
That God has already placed a lampstand.
这一个灯台和圣殿的灯台是完全一个模样。
And this lampstand is exactly the same as the one in the temple.
一个灯台，七个灯盏。
It's one lampstand and seven lights on it.
用什么意思？
What does that mean?
神要恢复在耶路撒冷有灯光。
That God will revive and give light to Jerusalem.
但是怎么去恢复呢？
But how could he revive it?
恢复耶路撒冷有灯光，这个事情太重大。
To revive Jerusalem and have light in it is very important.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神这一次叫撒迦利亚看见那一个灯台。
That God lets Zechariah to see this lampstand.
就和在圣殿里头原有的灯台有一点点不一样。
There's a little bit of difference, compared to the lampstand in the temple.
因为在圣殿里面的那个灯台。
Because in the temple, the lampstand there.
他们那个灯。灯盏里头的油的供应是祭司每天早上跟黄昏去添的。
The oil in the bowl in the light is supplied by the priest from in the morning and in the evening.
但现在神让撒迦利亚看见的那个灯台呢？
But now this lampstand is seen by Zechariah.
却不需要祭司去添油的。
It does not need the priest to put oil in it.
因为怎？那不添油的油从什么地方来呢？
Then where does that oil come from?
我们先来看看那个形状。
Let's look at the shape of it.
它是每一个灯盏有七个管子。
It says that on each light it has seven channels.
那就是说那一个灯台啊，一共有7749个管子。
That means there's 49 channels on the light.
每一个灯盏有7个管子。
And each light has 7 channels.
那这些管子是干什么的呢？
And what are these channels for?
是把油输进进去的。
It's for the oil to go through it.
那么这是油从什么地方来呢？
And where does the oil come from?
那他就说了，在这个灯台的两旁有两棵橄榄树。
Now it mentions here there are 2 fig trees.
一棵在灯盏的右边，一棵在灯盏的左边。
One is on the right of the bowl, and the other one is on the left.
那是灯盏，那是橄榄，那橄榄树啊，他们就供应那个油，透过那个管子就输送到这个灯盏里边去。
And the olive trees, they supply the oil through the channel.
那我们看到一个灯盏是这个样子。
And look at the lampstand is like this.
那是。详细的我们今天晚上不能看。
And we cannot go into details this evening.
但是我要弟兄姊妹去注意的。
But brothers and sisters take note of this.
神在这里要对这一个意象是对所罗巴伯说的。
And this vision is given to Zerubbabel by God.
那使者就问。
And the messenger asked.
撒加利亚。
The messenger asked Zechariah, What is this?
什么意思？
What does that mean?
当然撒加利亚不知道。
And of course, Zechariah did not understand.
那我们如果神不解说的话，我们也不知道。
If God does not explain, we would not know either.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神从来做事，他不是只给你看见，却不给你解说。
But God would not just let you see something and not explain it.
他不直接的解说，他也用原则来让我们去明白。
Even if he doesn't explain it directly, he will let us see the principle.
但是绝大部分神说的。神自己去解说。
But most of what he says, he explained it himself.
那现在神就说了。
Now God said.
他说这些事情是神指示所罗巴伯的。
All these matters are given to Zerubbabel.
这个灯盏和这个橄榄树就是管子，是神要让所罗巴伯去领会的。
Which is to say, all those lights and the bowls and the olive trees is for Zerubbabel to understand.
领会什么呢？
And what is there to understand?
说出的那个话是我们都很熟的。
The words are very familiar.
但是我们却不知道这个话的那个背景。
But we do not know the background of these words.
也不真实的知道怎么去取用这个话的那一个应许。
And we do not know how to accept the promise of these words.
我们只知道有那么几句话就是。
But we only know about these words. But thank God.
在当时对所罗巴伯来说
，For Zerubbabel at that time,
真是对症下药。
It's actually truly met his needs.
那对我们真实要寻求神的人
，For us who truly seek after God, it's truly meet our needs.
我们先来看神这个药方是怎么开。
Let us see.
所罗巴伯当时所面对的是一个很凶险的环境。
At that time, Zerubbabel was facing a very difficult environment, and he did not have the courage to.
但神给他开一个药方。
Take the responsibility.
不是依他势力,
but God gave him this,
不是依他才能,
this description. He said, not by might,
乃是依靠神的灵方能成事,
not by might, not might nor by power, but by my spirit.
势力, 你们没有势力,
if it's by might, you don't have it.
你们是战败国,
that because you're a defeated nation.
你们是被掳到外邦, 现在人家送你回来, 但是你还是没有力气。
You're taken to captive now that you're sent back, but you don't have power.That you don't have any power.
我要是跟王上来对抗。
That you cannot oppose the king.
你对地跟地方势力来对抗，你们都没有这个力气。
Not even the local government you can oppose to them.
所以神就说根本就不是依靠势力。
So the Lord said, altogether is not by might.
也不是依靠才能。
Or by power.
你所罗巴伯。
Zerubbabel.
你在巴比伦学了什么？
What did you learn from Babylon?
就算你能学了一点
，Even if you had learned a little bit，
都不是一些零零碎碎的事。
It's only bits and pieces。
就像你像那个尼西米
，Just like it and
尼西米
嘛，Nehemiah。
你也不过是在王的面前给他倒酒。
That you just pouring wine before the king。
你有什么本事
？What kind of power do you have？
就算你在那边，做了什么很大的事情。
Even though if you have accomplished any great matter,
你是奴隶。
You are just a slave.
大事你做不来的。
that you could not accomplish any great matters.
你能做的都是小事。
Or you could do some minor things.
你凭什么才有什么才能呢？
What could you depend on?
你什么都没有。
You have nothing.
但是你现在要来承担重建神殿的这样的一件事情。
But now you have to take up this matter of rebuilding the temple.
不说你没有才干。
Not to say that you don't have any capability.
就说你有才干，你也没有办法。应用
even if you do that you cannot use them
因为在这里你所应付的不单是一个外面的建筑
because what you're dealing with now is not just a building
而且是一个属灵的征战
but it's a spiritual battle
所以你不要再去想依靠势力依靠才干
so don't even think about depending on your might or power
你要完成这样的一件事情
If you need to accomplish this,
你只有一个条件
that's only one condition.
你只有一个可行的拣选
that's only one way you can choose.
那就是依靠耶和华的灵
which is to depend on the Spirit of the Lord.
你就能做成功
then you can accomplish this.
我们感谢主
we thank the Lord.
换一句话来说
in other words,
你必须让圣灵做工
you have to let the Spirit work.
你不要依靠自己所有的
don't depend on what you have.
你要看你自己所有的
If you look at what you have,
你什么都做不来
that you can do nothing.
你现在要做的话
and when you need to do something now,
把你的眼睛从自己的身上转移
take your eyes from yourself,
去看神
and to focus on God.
是的，我什么都没有
yes, indeed, I have nothing.
但是神啊，我有你
but God, I have you.
有你就够了吧
and that's enough.
神说够了
and God said that's enough.
你有我就够了
if you have me, that's enough.
但是必须你真实地承认你有我就够了
but you have to truly acknowledge that it's enough to have me. Friends, this is our difficulties.
是不太容易承认有主就够了
is that it's not easy for us to acknowledge it's enough to have God.
我们花了多少，总要看看我手上有的是什么。
We always have to look at what's in our hands.
而不敢放眼来看我有的是谁。
We cannot look at who we have.Oh, we cannot just look at that we have God. We thank the Lord.
现在你看到神来扭转端正所罗巴伯的心思。
So now that we see God is here to turn around Zerubbabel's heart,
你要承担这样的事情。
In order to take up this responsibility, you can only focus on God.
你所依靠的是神。
You can depend on only God.
神借着圣灵来成全你所要做。
Through the Holy Spirit, God would accomplish.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这是太宝贝的一个启示。
Indeed, it's a very precious revelation.
不单是当时的所罗巴伯。
It's not only to Zerubbabel.
也是就是今天我们这些在教会建造的世上跟随主的人。
It's also for us who's building the church and following the Lord.
如果没有看见这一个才是那个建造的路。
If we cannot see this is the only way.
我们到头来是一无所成。
At the end, we will accomplish nothing.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主要做一件事情。
When the Lord needs to accomplish something,
他就兴起他要用的人来。
That he will raise up the people.
他兴起他所要用的人来。
When he raise up his people,
他就扭转他们的心思。
Then he will turn their hearts around.
当人的心思什么时候归向主？
Whenever the hearts of the people
is
toward the Lord.
什么时候就是神做成他所要做的工的时刻？
Then that's the moment that God can accomplish His work.
就是从旧约一直到新约，我们都看到的一个很实际的事实。
And this is a very practical matter we can see throughout the Old and New Testament. We thank the Lord.
在这一点上，我们开一个头。
On this point, we just start making a beginning.
下礼拜我们再详细的去看。
And next week we'll go into details.
我想我们今天晚上。就停在这儿。
And we'll end here this evening.